نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. A sheikh was once asked that why are Muslims around the globe persecuted? We see no matter what country you take, what continent you take, what part of the world you take, you will see Muslims are in trouble. Muslims are disgraced. Muslims has to migrate, and they are the refugees. So Muslims are persecuted. This is what it is. So he did not say anything from his own point of view. He just recited an ayat, which is the ayat in the first juz which we recited in the Taraweeh tonight. That he said, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. Now before I tell you this ayat, I'll tell you what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to us. Since Bani Israel, the stories of Bani Israel, and the commandments was given to Bani Israel is highlighted so many times in Quran. You know that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is most talked about in Quran. 28 juz. 28 juz are filled with the story of or the mention of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he said, you, my ummah, is going to follow the footsteps of Bani Israel. You know, follow the footsteps means the way they have walked on the path, you will just put the same step on their footsteps. This much you're going to follow them. Until this much that if one of them had gone into the hole, finding the snake, finding the animal, you will also go into that hole, finding that snake. And if there is an unfortunate, this most corrupt person in Bani Israel who had committed sin with his own mother, my ummah will also do it. So, but this is told to us not to do it, to protect ourselves, what Bani Israel got into. So what Bani Israel did, why they were disgraced, and why they lost, why they were persecuted, this was the reason. أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَفْرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. What they did is they had the commandments of Allah. They practiced only those whom they liked, and they left those what they did not like. They practiced some part of deen, they left some part of deen. They made their deen joke. This is what exactly Ummat is doing nowadays. We have deen, we have religion of our own choices. Whatever I like, I do it. Whatever I don't like, that's it. There's nothing to do. So when this Ummat will do it, what will happen? فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ. What will be the punishment of those who will do this? إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. That in this very world, they are going to be disgraced. وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. In Akhirat, there is even severe punishment. This was the first lesson given to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. In the first juz, the story of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned in the first quarter. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked, told the angels that I'm going to create an Adam. This is the long story. But when long story short, when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was sent into this world, he was given one commandment was given to him. One da'wat was given to him. What was the da'wat? What was he told by Allah? قُلْنَا اهْبِتُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا. Go, all of you, go down to the earth. فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُم مِّنِّي هُدًى. Commandments and guidance will come from me to you. فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَا. The one who will follow, take care and pay attention to my guidance, the one who will hold firmly to my guidance. فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. No fear on him, no fear on them. They don't have to fear anything, neither in this world nor in akhirat. they will not have any griefs of this world or hereafter. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. Those who are going to disbelieve and those who are going to neglect this. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا كَذَّبُوا أُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. These are the ones who are the dwellers of hellfire. Forever and ever they are going to be there. That's why, my dear brothers and sisters, this deen that Allah has given us, it is the best way of life. The first juz ends with this. Sibghat Allah, wa man ahsanu min Allahi sibgha. How do I translate this? The color of Allah, what beautiful color of Allah is. This is the lifestyle which is given to us by Allah. We don't have it, that's why we are not appreciating it. Do we appreciate deen? Ask yourself a question. Do we really appreciate deen? Because we don't have it, my dear brothers. I will appreciate a car if I will have it, I experience it. That thing which I have not experienced it, I don't have it, I can never appreciate. That's why Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, the greatest concern they had for their own family members was this, that they should leave this world in the lifestyle that Allah wants them into be. The very last ruku of first juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks to Bani Israel and remind them, do you were present when death came to Yaqub alayhi salam? Am kuntum shuhada'a idh hadara Yaqub al-maut? At the time of death, what a person says? Something irrelevant? No, he will say at the time of death the most relevant thing into his life. So he asked his family members, his sons, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي. Whom are you going to worship after me? How are you going to live after me? Whom are you going to run towards after me? Whom are you going to chase after me? They say, قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَهَكَ وَإِلَهَ آبَائِكَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ إِلَهُ وَاحِدًا. We are going to adopt the same path you adopted, your father adopted, his father adopted. We're going to be on the same path. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's why I'll end with this. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. That don't die until you keep submitting Allah and finally total, you submit Allah totally. You know, one is this, my dear brothers, that I am trying to practice entire deen, but I am having shortcomings and I make istighfar, that is totally fine. We are going to be always like that. But there is a person who has the deen of his own choice and he is not even repenting on it. He is not even making istighfar on it. This is a problem. Nobody can claim I am practicing deen 100%. Total deen I have. Nobody can ever be like that. We always are going to have shortcomings, but we have to have istighfar on that. We have to have regret on it. We have to have, you know, we have to be ashamed of it. When we will have that, Allah will fulfill it. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم بحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم صلى الله تعالى على خير.